Well, good morning, everybody, again. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance, Suzanne, and Auntie Ann are going to play your resident token experts on the subject of grounding and on our wonderful new technology, and we can call it that. It's more than just a product and solution called the Kinko Ground. And I want to go first to you, Suzanne, and I know it would be hard to capsulate, to put in a nutshell. Is the word capsulate even a word?
I'm not sure.
So
I
if it's not...
So. I think it is. Or you, encapsulate.
There we go. Because I used to say irregardless for years until a dear friend named Don said, Vance, there's no such word as irregardless. It's regardless. There's no fear or error in front of it. Suzanne, how do you put in a nutshell what you've experienced the last couple weeks regarding your research on grounding, regarding the use of the product, that there's only three in North America? Let's start there. And I know that you had the opportunity to spend quite a bit of time at a Panera Bread, if I believe that. I think that was the story, with the gentleman who wrote the foreword to the, basically, the kind of the end-all encyclopedia or Bible of the subject grounding, by the book by that name. And so give us that nutshell of the last couple weeks.
Thank you, Vance. And yes, I think my research really started from coming back from Toronto. So mid-October, it's been over a month now, like 5 weeks. I had the earthing book that was referenced and that Dr. Oshman wrote the foreword in. It's called Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever, by Clinton Ober, Steven Sinatra, and Martin Zucker. And I had that book. It was given to me about 5 years ago. I glanced at it, but once I saw what our new product was, I realized I had this book and came home and started reading it cover to cover and underlining it and making marks in it. And then my dear friend and colleague, Gary Akovenko, was the one that said, I noticed that this Dr. Oshman has a business that's saying it's based in Dover, New Hampshire. And he said, how close is Dover? I said, Gary, it's only 20 minutes away. So I did call and spoke to Dr. Oshman, and we met the next day, yes, at Panera. And yes, for 2 hours, I listened intently to the findings that this man has been doing for the last 16 years. With the benefits of grounding and earthing. He shared lots of information, and what I came away with is that this is a profound addition to our wellness home, that earthing you can do for free. All you need to do is go outside and spend more hours out on the earth with your feet planted on the earth or your hands planted in the earth. But some of us here in the north right now with snow on the ground, it's not very conducive. So,
well, Suzanne, I think the biggest thing, too, based on if I could, because what you just shared, probably a year ago for me, I was totally clueless. I mean, a complete Nephite on this subject. And still I started hearing other people talking about grounding, earthing blankets, earthing sheets. And I thought, huh, interesting. It sounds kind of crazy. But magnetic energy sounded crazy to me, you know, a quarter century ago. And I'm sure it did back in 1975 when Niking got started in a country where they used magnets for everything. But putting magnets in their shoes, that's kind of wild, kind of weird. And but what's interesting, you just said going outside, and I couldn't help but think this summer, and I'm going to try and give the short version of this story because I think it bears a lot of validity to what we're talking about. This summer we got new neighbors. First time we've ever had a family live next door to us. I shouldn't say it that way. We've had a family that was super cool, okay? These wonderful young folks and three beautiful kids. And the second time I was standing in their entryway, I noticed the mom soaking wet, Shannon, and I'm going, well, maybe she was repairing something or got in a fight with the water hose. I don't know. And the next thing I know is one child, their youngest, Cannon, goes running by without a stitch of clothing on, soaking wet. And then next thing, Nobly, a few minutes later, goes running by, the daughter. She's 4.5, 5 maybe, I guess. And then they both stood at the top of the stairs, and I looked at them and I said, you guys are naked, and you're wet. And you're dripping all over the carpet. And Josh, the dad, is apologizing to no end because he said, Vance, I'm so sorry, but obviously our kids feel comfortable with you to run around naked. And although this doesn't relate so much to them running around naked outside, I kept thinking about the subject of grounding and earthing and remembering how many of us as kids, or we have kids or grandkids, or we see kids running around outside barefoot, no socks, no shoes, and the energy is just endless. It's just, and people say, well, it's because they're kids. They have more energy. Yeah, but when we do these things, and how many of us remember the excellent interview with Ben Woodward of the, and I forget his name, Suzanne, maybe, or Ann, maybe you guys can spot me here on this. The former commercial pilot who talked about when he would do several segments back to back, which the FAA, you know, limits that to a certain extent for a pilot. But he said, you know, when my colleagues would go to the local, you know, tavern or bar and pound down a few pints, he said, I'd go home, flip my shoes and socks off, and I'd walk around out in the garden. And he said, within a few minutes, all that jet lag, all the time zone changes, he said, it's just like my energy and my wits would come back to me. I'm thinking, huh. So, Suzanne, you sat down, you meet with this gentleman. He fills you with a ton of information. Then you, and I'm kind of shortening up the version because how it all played out in the last couple of weeks, because we could go on and, for the sake of time, tightening it up. You received one of these Kinko grounds in the mail, and you got to play with it for what, 4 or 5 days, a week?
Yep, 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you had an event last? Okay, go ahead.
Because Dr. Oshman was going to be my guest speaker, and that's what preempted the opportunity for me to have one of these pads. So I was very lucky to have it come, unfortunately the pad came, but Dr. Oshman didn't. He had an eye appointment that took too long, but while we did have the pad, the star of the show, at our event last Saturday, and I want to turn it over to Ann to have her share two things, or more if she'd like. One is your comment about children running around. She has a grandson that she can speak to. And then what were her takeaways from last Saturday's event?
Well, first of all, Vance started the call with some really bad news. He was listening to the news. And Gary, I'm speaking from listening to what he suggested, is that this is good news. And we refer to news as the components of meat and nutrition, energy, water, and sleep when we do our Tuesday night call. And Gary added the G before it, the good news, which is grounding. So that was something that I thought was very creative, and that's what we want to listen to. The experience of that I had was that I had traveled the day before 12 hours from the southernmost tip of Florida to New Hampshire, which is almost the more northernmost tip of North America. And I was in a car, a plane, a bus, and then a car, and arrived at my car with 6 inches of snow at midnight and had to clear that off and drive home. And I was going to the presentation the next morning, driving 1 hour and 20 minutes. When I got to the presentation, I sat down and listened, and I started, even though I had my 10-4 and my tape, I started drifting off. I had only had 4 hours sleep. And I was thinking of what Vance was just talking about with the airplane pilot, and I too have been reading the book and rereading the book, because even though I didn't have a time zone jet lag, I was away from Mother Earth in the air and away from the surface for a long time, so I was extra tired. It takes a lot to get Auntie Anne tired. Well, Suzanne put the grounding pad out on the table and invited us to come up and touch it. This wasn't my first experience. I had touched it in Toronto and felt tingly, but that was it. Well, I got myself up from my chair and very tiredly walked over, put my hands on the grounding pad, and I didn't really feel anything. But then I sat down. I added my hands, maybe not even 5 minutes. I was so alert. I was not tired anymore. I was attentive for the rest of the day. Now, I use all of the Marmican technology. I had my necklace on, my insoles in, I had a magflex on my back, and I was drinking the tea. I feel that this is another component to good news. This is another technology that we can add to our lives to energize us in a non-invasive way. Now, I really recommend everyone either get the book or, you know, get it in your online version, whatever, and read it, because it's really fascinating. And the reason I was especially interested is because Suzanne had mentioned the movie first, and I watched the movie, and like her, I was really totally blown away. My grandson, who runs around barefoot all summer long outside, has more energy than so I can imagine. And I run around barefoot after him. And I just find that it's, you know, I realize that I feel really good when I'm barefoot. But I never really thought about it before. But with all this information and the introduction of the product, the new product, I realized that the synergy of our technologies that we already had, our nutritionals, our energy products, our sleep systems, which I utilize, this is another layer. It's going to work with our other products. It's not the same kind of energy. It's different. It's our magnetics are restorative, whatever it brings to you. This is almost like a cleanse. And when you read the story, I'm not a scientist, but it makes total sense. With the jet lag thing, people that travel and go to different time zones, think about it. If you know anyone that's in that situation, this would be a really perfect way to introduce this to them. People that are in high-rise buildings. I was in Miami with my daughter. She's on the 5th floor. She might be able to walk the beach every day if she's not working, but when she walks the beach. But she's on the 5th floor away from the earth. Think about all the people that travel. I mean, there's an endless market for this. Everyone needs it. And I guess my other thing I want to bring up is that we had a discussion at Thanksgiving, and we had a gentleman at the table who was a former science teacher. And he's pretty much a skeptical person in general. But he was posing some questions, and I think he's curious about this. Think about Marconi, who invented the radio. Think about the Wright brothers who flew when everybody said we couldn't fly, and Ben Franklin, Da Vinci, all of those wonderful people that invented and were curious. They were almost jailed for, or some of them were jailed, Marconi was jailed, for introducing something new. So we need to make sure that we have the I can attitude when we are presenting it. And I can't wait to get mine. So that's my story.
You know, and there are several things that you said. And in my defense, I read the New York Times, okay, the top stories every day, before I read the good news, okay? And I do that on purpose because what typically happens is I'll see something that really kind of gets under my skin and gets the brain juices flowing, because I tend to get not upset, but I'm going, you know, that's not true. And I know that's not true because they'll, you know, take an interview out of context or whatever. And then I finish my morning by reading from several different sections in the Bible, and that truly is good news. But I love that acronym that you guys that you introduced to me, that Gary, you know, good news, you know, like good day, mate, you know, an Australian term. We've got the grounding. We have that. And then when you look at all the other aspects of Nikan, the nutrition, the energy, the water, the sleep. And, it, you know, I don't think it really matters the order that we put them in. It's like the five pillars. Most of us start with a healthy body. But as long as you get them covered, I think that's the real key. And Anne, you've really hit on the aspect that we do need to, as wellness consultants, take the time to educate ourselves, to learn about this, and think about the common sense perspective. Because it doesn't matter if it was the right... I love your reference, and Marty teaches us this in the ICANN Attitude Series, the invention of flying. The Wright brothers, they did what nobody else could pull off, and several newspapers of that day refused to publish the story because they said, no, it's not true. Because bicycle manufacturers, flying? No, because all the most brilliant scientists that were alive at that time were getting paid a bunch of money to figure out how to fly. And here, bicycle manufacturer, bicycle guys. I mean, they're, you know, like, anyways, my point is this. We have to take the time and allow people to experience it. And if they hear about grounding and they jump on Amazon and they spend $1,500 and they go up, they're even more expensive than that on purchasing a grounding pad or sheets or blankets or whatever. The simplest way, and we heard Dr. Jones or David Jones talk about this a few weeks ago, test them. Ask the person, well, let's see what it does for your body. You've already got one of these. Let's see what happens compared to Nikan. Just test it. Watch what happens.
Dan.
Yes.
Dan.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
A couple things before we get to the end of our half hour. First is for people who want to learn more about things that are being done in the earthing world. Here's a website that you can go out to and read articles that have been done by over 24 scientists. It's easy. Earthinginstitute.net, N-E-T, earthinginstitute.net. So you can learn that way. As Anne said, the book is another way. A couple of things. One is, we know, if you've been around Nikan for any length of time, we know that Nikan doesn't just put out a Me Too product, okay? There has been over a year in the creation of this incredible product that we are going to soon have in our at our doors. And it is going to be worth the wait. So remember that. It is worth the wait. And the other things that I do know is that Nikan always goes above and beyond. Okay? They do not just create another product. They have mentioned that this is a very well constructed product, that this was returned a few times because it wasn't constructed well enough. And that is really a differentiation in our solution that we're offering people. This pad is constructed in a way that it is not going to break down. And it's great that if people go out to Amazon and buy their sheets, they are going to see a huge difference in what we offer with this pad. First, it's very portable. People are not going to be whipping their sheets off their bed and carrying them around in their car, in their office. So this little pad that they've created is very versatile. And we do offer these superior solutions. So just know that this pad is really the Rolls Royce of construction. Okay, so just know that you're going to feel a difference when you use this pad, and we did do a couple of demos with the pad with people. And, of course, our other solutions add to this whole thing, like water being hydrated. So you could do a test with the pad and then give them a sip of Pimac water and have them do the test again. And that will show how things get added to the grounding solution and add benefit. So it isn't just one thing, it's an addition to our wellness home.
Suzanne, you said that people aren't going to be ripping their sheets off their bed. I ordered, just so I had one on hand, a set of grounding sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several holiday gatherings that Stacy and I have been invited to. And although they're not dress up, they're not costume parties, to display and to basically be a walking billboard, I am going to these dressed in my new grounding sheets, like a Roman, you know, wearing a toga.
Of course
so
you are.
Some of you are thinking, oh, Vance has really gone off the deep end, hasn't he? No, you know, that's the beauty of it, the construction. Nikan doesn't make junk. And I'm not trying to pick a fight or get combative here this morning. If you're not doing energy tests, if you're not having fun showing people the wow factor, then you're really spending way, way too much time trying to intellectually win them over. And I'm curious, Suzanne, because I know what I felt 2 weeks ago. Same scenario as Ann, you said, talked about traveling. My friend Larry and I, we drove 2.5 hours up, 2.5 hours back. I was up at 4-something that morning. I got back home. I went on 2 fire calls, got home, went to an evening play. And at 10:30 at night, I was still going, wow, where is all this energy coming from?
Yeah.
And I'm high energy as it is. But I literally kneeled at the table where it was setting because several other people had their hands on it, and I just laid both my palms on it for maybe 5 minutes. What were some of the other experiences that people in your group a week ago had?
I had a friend of mine who is overweight. She knows she is. She has joint issues. And she also is uncomfortable when she sits. She went and put her hand on the pad and didn't say anything. But then about 20 minutes later, she said, you know, I put my hand on the pad, I sat down, and my knee stopped hurting. So for her, it was a delayed response. And she says, I can't tell you. You know, that was incredible because that hadn't happened for a long time, so she was able to notice that in a few minutes. The other one that's pretty profound is a woman that couldn't come because she was under the weather. She could barely talk. And she's a friend of mine who is a Native American. So she shared with the group. She called in and shared her other Nikan experiences with the group, but also shared from a Native American perspective about Mother Earth and how important the energy from Mother Earth is, and how, as if you've seen the grounding clips that are out there, the idea of having leather-soled shoes versus plastics and rubbers that is at the base of our shoe now, and how that's taking us away from Mother Earth. Now, when she was speaking, you could hear that she was really straining her voice. So I stopped by her house on my way home and showed her the grounding pad. And she wrapped it around her back. She felt instinctively to do that. And within a minute or two, she felt sensations in her mouth. And then with less than 5 minutes, her voice came back. She was able to clear everything, and her voice was strong again, and she was blown away. So this pad is amazing. We will touch a lot of lives, but it's up to us to talk to those people.
And Anne, I want you to have the last word, because you've had the least amount of time. How imperative is it, and Anne, maybe you can address this, how imperative is it that we make contact with the Kinko ground with bare skin?
Well, I think that we don't, just like we don't want any synthetic things between us and our sleep system or our comforter, the energies that come from the earth are restorative, and we don't want any blocking of that. So we always recommend natural fibers for our sheets and our sheets that go on top of the pad. Similarly, you want to get as close as possible to it. Now, if I recommend that, you know, we're all kind of waiting for it, right? The 30th is supposed to come, and we're all getting frustrated, and why can't we have it? Well, this is a perfect opportunity to acquaint yourself. Like Suzanne just gave us this website. If you haven't seen the movie yet, The Grounded, go to YouTube, and to acquaint ourselves with what's going on, because this phenomena has been around for a while, and I know I didn't know anything about it. So, yes, it is imperative, but I think that you get some effect as long as it's not a synthetic fiber between you and the ground or you and the grounding pad. So, for instance, even in the movie, they talk about the Native Americans, when you go into the teepee, one of the gentlemen that was in the movie said he was told to take his shoes off because his shoes make him sick. Well, you know, it's explained that after World War II, we started having synthetic shoes instead of leather shoes. So think of all of the illnesses that we've had in the past, you know, 50, 60 years that have come about. Maybe it's because we're away from Mother Earth. And it's such a simple solution. I hope I addressed the question.
No, you did, because, again, it's too simple. And there's no money to be made with running around barefoot outside. I mean, we could go down that whole trail. Okay? I mean, how many billions of dollars just in the United States alone? Just in the United States. How many billion dollars, probably trillion dollars, easy, every year, because of pharmaceutical and over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And yet if we take our shoes and socks off and we walk outside and stand on the earth, again, when the temperature drops below 60 degrees or so, it's not very pleasant. And if there's all that white stuff on the ground, not so much at all. So the fun, it's really, I'm always hesitant to use the word excited, but this is a game changer, and we've been talking about this for several weeks now. And I really want folks to take the time, look at the videos that have been passed around, listen to some of the interviews, different people have shared. There's been so many different takeaways and perspectives. And let's not miss this, because it really is, it can be, if we'll look at it from this perspective, it can and it will be a catalyst for us to be able to walk in and demonstrate, just as Suzanne did with her friend, stopping by, plugging it in, and letting people use it for just a few minutes. I mean, we don't have to be schooled in how to use it. You just plug it in, the little round port of any outlet, and make contact. That's it. Whether you do it with your feet or your hands or an elbow or the back of your neck, in a matter of seconds, it really is quite profound. Some people feel something, you know, tingling. Some people, you know, but we see that all the time with all the other products. So if I could encourage everybody to really just kind of, okay, what, and if you haven't ordered yours, shame on you, okay, because that's what it is. I wrote a quick text this morning to one of our consultants and said, hey, by the way, I'm ordering one of these for you because, and we trade every year, we trade Christmas trees for Nikan products, and we have now for, oh my goodness, 20 years. They won't let me pay them to go get a tree out of one of the fields that they lease. And so I just give them Nikan products. And so I said, this year and next year's trees are going to be in exchange for the Kinko ground. And it'll be interesting to see what she, how she responds back to that. But Suzanne, thank you so much for sharing. I really, really appreciate it. And again, and then Anne, the perspective that we have, looking at that analogy again, good news. We really do, using the word news as an acronym. Write it down so you can see it on paper, because it really, that's what I did. And I thought, oh, that makes perfect sense. Grounding, you know, and the word news, N-E-W-S. So, any other final thoughts? Anne? Suzanne?
Now, those of you that are in the, not in the cold climate, have at it. Take a walk. Take your shoes off. Enjoy. And oh, and I would like to know when people have experiences. I wonder if we can revisit this to get testimonies again, like down the road after people had a chance to experience it and, you know, show it to others. I'd love to, you know, hear from people in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'm going to take that as a challenge, Anne, and hopefully everybody will reciprocate and respond. And let's say 3 weeks from now, those first initial responses, but it, because again, we've heard stories, not negative, but from some folks who said, you know, I didn't feel anything. And yet later, this is what happened. Something that was nagging, something I'd been dealing with, you know, that kind of thing. I've got a laundry list of things that our family deals with that we use all the Nikan solutions for. However, I'd like to see them go by, you know. And there is a fine balance here. We don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but I think we can go into it going, let's see, what have we got to lose? Absolutely nothing. What do we have to gain? Everything.
I think the only thing that I'll add, Vance, is that we've mentioned this earthing book a few times, and I think this is your third-party validation. You can use this book, and I have used this book already, and opened up to a page that shows information, and that allows people to see a third party with all of the amazing things that this book says about the benefits of earthing, grounding. So I use this book as my validation, and this is an ABC for sure. So that's, I want to throw that out there. And I don't make any money on selling these books. So.
And Suzanne, the title of the book again is? We lost Suzanne. Suzanne, what's the title of the book?
Oh, sorry, Earthing, the Most Important Health Discovery Ever, by Clinton Ober, Stephen Sinatra, and Martin Zucker.
And if you've never ordered a book on Amazon or Books.com or Half Price Books, there's a zillion, I mean not a zillion, but there's several dozen really good, reputable websites where you can order books, or go into Barnes & Noble or into, you know, this, again, the key word is earthing. And that's what you could start with. And then the website, again, that you gave.
Earthinginstitute.net. The grounding book was part of the Nikan Active Wellness blog a couple of weeks ago. And I'm happy to send you the link so that Steve can put it down in your recording, if that's helpful.
Please do. Yeah, that'd be great. So. Hey, our goal was to keep to 30 minutes. I think we did maybe, or a little over. But have some fun with this, folks. And again, first in, first out. So if you've already ordered yours, great. If not, it's okay, because they'll get through all the orders in a timely fashion. So you might just be a day or two. And the beautiful thing about this, by the way, again, and we've mentioned this before, it's well under 15 ounces. So you order one at a time. And those of you way up in New England or down in the Florida Keys, 2 to 3 days, you're going to have it. So for $4.95 shipping, what a deal. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And again, one more thanks to both Suzanne and to Anne. You ladies are awesome. I so value, of all the things I'm grateful for and thankful for, it's relationships and friendships like this, because we're all on the same team, and we're together for good, those of us who understand the power of the ICANN attitude, and appreciate what you ladies are doing. So that's all for now, folks, and have a great weekend.